Surging grain prices added pressure to feeder cattle on Monday. Hay stocks and pasture conditions paint a less than promising picture. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 17th of May. The weekend announcement that India would ban wheat exports shoved nearby Kansas City wheat futures limit up 70 cents on Monday, leading other grains higher. Corn futures closed 16 to 28 cents higher through new crop contracts, and then mostly 7 to 9 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 10 to 13 cents higher through August of 23, and then mostly 1 to 4 cents higher. Surging feed costs pressured feeder cattle futures an average of 66 cents lower. However, live cattle futures closed an average of 69 cents higher, buoyed by oversold conditions, the cash premium, and recently higher wholesale beef prices. Choice box beef cutout value is $1.36 higher Monday afternoon, at $260.31 a hundredweight. Select was $1.77 higher at $245.67. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was slow on light demand in the Western Corn Belt through Monday afternoon, with live prices steady to $3 lower than last week at $142 a hundredweight. Dress prices there last week were $227 to $230. Elsewhere, trade was at a standstill, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were $140 in the Southern Plains, $140 to $144 in Colorado, and $144 in Nebraska, where dress prices were $227 to $230. I had results from just a couple of trendable weekly Monday auctions to share at press time. Feeder steers sold steady, but feeder heifers traded $3 to $5 lower at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there were 9,800 head on offer. Steer and heifer calves there sold $4 to $8 lower. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers sold steady, while feeder heifers sold $3 to $6 lower. There were 5,822 head on offer. Remember, you can get a Monday-to-Monday market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find details at calfnews.net.
Shh! Hear that? It's a quiet, easy-handling Hereford cow. That's right. No broken fences, no busted gates, no injured people. Herefords lead the way in the silent traits and fertility. Studies show they increase profitability by more than $51 per cow per year at the same time. That's real money and real results. Isn't it time for you to come home to Hereford? Learn more at hereford.org.
Major U.S. financial indices closed flat to lower Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 26 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 15 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 142 points. Also, West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed from $1.33 to $3.71 higher. The bleak prospects for pasture and hay production, combined with continued diminishment of hay stocks, suggest that significant and severe impacts on cattle herds are ahead as summer approaches, says Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. Pointing to USDA's recent crop production report, Peel explains hay stocks May 1st were 6.9% less year-over-year and 15.1% less than the average for 2012 to 2021. He adds hay stocks were 17.7% less than a year earlier in the 17 plains and western states. In all of these 17 states, drought continues widespread, Peel says, explaining more than 50% of the U.S. beef cow herd is directly threatened by drought, and more than 50% of pastures and range across the nation are in poor to very poor condition. Regionally, Peel says hay stocks in the West are 36.6% less than 2020 levels following 2 years of drought, and they're 27.1% less than the 10-year average. In the Southern Plains region of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, he explains May 1st hay stocks were down 12.0% year-over-year and down 25.3% from the 10-year average. On the other hand, Peel explains Colorado and Nebraska are unique among those 17 states, with hay stocks in Colorado up 152.2% year-over-year and up 30.3% over the 10-year average. Nebraska had May 1st hay stocks up 25% year-over-year and 14.1% above the 10-year average. Despite the improvement in hay stocks for those two states, however, he says drought conditions persist and pasture range conditions are diminished this year. According to the latest USDA Crop Progress Report, as of May 15th, 22% of the nation's pasture range was classified as good or excellent, compared to 25% last year, and 49% was rated poor or very poor, versus 43% the same week a year earlier. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 17th of May. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.